Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, how can I backtest a news-based trading strategy?
Ah, great question. So I've actually done this. So what I would recommend you do is you can go to the FX Street economic calendar, and let's say that you are like that you want to know, okay, what's happened with this over the last 5 years or whatever. So what you would do is you can go in to the FX Street calendar, and you can, let's say that you're doing something on the Swissy. You would just filter out all of the Swiss news, and you can set the date there back to whatever, you know, however far you want to go back is, and capture all of the, like, for example, let's say you're trading the Swiss National Bank interest rate decisions and you're using that news release for your strategy. Then what you can do, you select that news in the economic calendar, and then either you or I actually hired someone to do this where they scrape the date off. They just basically select all of the, like, basically like highlight the data in the economic calendar, and then they paste it into a spreadsheet for you. So now what you can do is you can go into Forex Tester and you can work the Forex Tester up to the date of the news release, and then when you see the number in your spreadsheet, you go ahead and take the trade based on the number. So you're trading it as if it happened in real time, right? Because you have all these old numbers. So I've done that, and that's something that I think it makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's always hard, of course. Hindsight bias can creep in if you know, for example, that in 2008 the yen got really strong, for instance, or whatever, and you know, you understand those things, and it's hard to kind of untangle those. But at least with the news numbers, you probably don't know what the Swiss National Bank decided on, you know, December 15th, 2003. You know what I mean? So that's pretty cool that you can go back and do that. That's the best way I've been able to figure it out in terms of taking the data, you know, historical data. And the FX Street calendar is awesome. So I would recommend doing something like that.
Okay, very cool. Thanks, Walter.
No problem.